MTD Radio News. I'm Jill Miller. Well, coming up in Rudeau's show, November the 25th, the 9th annual Turkey Trot. It'll be at 685 Hall Roads next to the dog park. There's a 5K run, walk around the Lynx Golf Course to support the Lincoln County Food Bank. With this run, you'll finish the 2023 Rudeau's Run Series. Registration fee is one or more cans of a perishable food. On-site registration starts 8:30 a.m. The run starts at 10 a.m. Again, the event, November 25th, the 9th annual Turkey Trot, 685 Hold Road. Enjoy the event. A $4.5 billion merger of two Permian Basin oil and gas companies completed last week amid a swarm of consolidations this fall among some of the biggest energy companies in the region. Permian Resources says it completed its previously announced acquisition of Earthstone Energy last Wednesday, a deal first publicized in August and approved by the shareholders October 30th. The combined company will have 400,000 net acres in the Permian Basin in both West Texas and Southeast New Mexico and production of 300,000 barrels of oil equivalent per day. Permian Resources co-chief executive officer James Walter said the deal was intended to increase the company's scale in the region for exploration and production activity. You might have felt it. Many folks in southeastern New Mexico woke up to the ground shaking beneath them thanks to an earthquake in the West Texas region. A 5.2 magnitude earthquake hitting near Colson Draw, Texas, around 34 miles south of the Texas-New Mexico border. U.S. Geological Survey reporting it happened about 3:27 in the morning. People in Cloudcroft, Roswell, Carlsbad, and other places reported feeling tremors. So far, there were no damages reported from this quake. We'll keep you posted. That's what's happening. I'm Jim Miller, MTD Radio News.